Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Somebody keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so my husband, Matt, is leaving for a business trip this week. He has to go to Chicago, and he's gone there a bunch of times before, and it's kind of like a regular trip for him. He works for and their headquarters.
Oh, man, I miss when I had them for health insurance. Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Our company switched to some cheapskate insurance company. Now nobody takes it. So, okay, so he's going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's going to be there for his birthday, which is Sunday. So I told him we'd celebrate when we get back, but I still wanted him to have, like, something from me for his birthday. So I got a nice card, and I wrote a little love note inside, and I went to stick it in the suitcase.
Okay, nice touch. Very sneaky.
I know, right? So I didn't want it to, like, be laying on his clothes or anything so he wouldn't find it right away. So I put it inside this little pocket on the inside. And he has this little, like, side pocket kind of thing you can unzip to put something in. So I unzip it, put it inside the little pocket, and then I go to put the card in there, and I notice there's something already in there. So I reach in and sort of, like, move whatever it is, and it's a bunch of freaking condoms.
Oh! Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just so you know, we stopped using those years ago.
I see.
So now I'm like, do I ask him about these or do I just wait for him to say something?
Oh, no, he ain't saying anything. I mean, if you don't bring those up, there's no way he's going to.
Well, what I want to know is, did they look like they were new or were they like really old?
I mean, I don't know. I just didn't look for an expiration date or anything. I was just shocked when I found them.
Okay, quick question. So you found these in his suitcase, correct?
Yeah.
How old is the suitcase? Like, is it a couple years old? Or is this suitcase like he's had it for years and years?
I mean, it's one of the set we got as a wedding gift, so it's pretty old.
Okay, so is there a possibility that he just put those in there, like, years ago and just totally forgot that they were even in there? I mean, for all we know, those things could have been in there since your honeymoon.
I mean, I guess so. Like I said, I didn't look for any kind of expiration date or anything.
So I've had the same suitcase for like 10 years, and I'm willing to bet that's exactly what it is. Like, I can't tell you the number of times I put on a sport coat or like a suit jacket, and I'll find like in the pocket, there'll be like a little place tag from a wedding that Nicole and I went to like 10 years ago. You put stuff like that in and then you forget about it.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
You don't sound convinced.
I just don't know. Like, okay, if it was in there this whole time, let's just say from our honeymoon or something, maybe we just didn't even use them on our honeymoon.
Okay, well, maybe he wasn't sure if you were going to, so he brought them just in case? Or listen, maybe they are new. Maybe he's bringing them for a very specific purpose. I'm assuming that's what you want to know.
Yes, please.
Okay, so how do we do this?
Well, do you want me to text him? I can send him a message like, hey, it's me. This is my new phone number. By the way, are you bringing condoms with you? Because I'm at the store, you know, say I'm going to pick them up, something like that.
No, I mean, that's good. I mean, but is he completely going to trip if he's innocent on all this? I mean, he's going to be like, who in the hell is this?
yeah, I could just say, oops, sorry, use the wrong number, you know, something
okay,
like that.
Yeah, we could do that. Let's do that. Let's send him that text, and then we'll see what he writes back. Okay, Rachel, we'll get his number from you during the break here, and then we'll text him, and then we'll read what he wrote back when we come back next.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, so Rachel is married to Matt. Matt is going away on a trip next week. Well, I guess it's probably this week, right? To, where's he going? Oh, Chicago. Thank you. He's going to Chicago, and he'll be gone for his birthday. And so she tried to do something kind of nice. She did the whole, I'm going to slip a birthday card in his suitcase so he'll find it. She didn't want to leave it right on top of the clothes, so she tried to hide it in like a sneaky inside pocket of his suitcase. Pretty clever, right?
So I unzip it, put it inside the little pocket, and then I go to put the card in there, and I notice there's something already in there. So I reach in and sort of like move whatever it is, and it's a bunch of freaking condoms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
just so you know, we stopped using those years ago.
What I want to know is, did they look like they were new, or were they like really old?
I mean, I don't know. I just didn't look for an expiration date or anything. I was just shocked when I found them.
My guess is that these have been in there for a long time, and he just forgot to even put them in there.
Maybe. I mean, that definitely could be the case.
She said the suitcase he's using is the same one they got when they were married, like as a marriage gift. So that's an old suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking these are old profos.
We'll see.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, well, actually, well, I should say what we did do. So this is where things get a little bit even sneakier. We did actually text Matt, and let's start with what did we text to Matt?
Okay, so I wrote, "Hey, it's me. Got a new phone. Can't wait to see you. By the way, are you bringing condoms, or do you need me to pick them up?"
Okay, and he did write back.
Oh yes, he certainly did.
All right, and what did he say?
"I got it covered."
I got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they weren't old ones then. So
no.
Now what? Rachel, did you want us to call him up so you can ask him about this, or?
Yep.
You want us to call him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Stand by 1 second here.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to make sure you remembered to pack your condoms for your trip to Chicago, that's all.
Oh, snap! But you wanted what?
Oh, your condoms. Oh, I wanted to make sure you remembered to pack them for your trip. I wanted to say thanks for being so responsible while you cheat on me with another woman. It really makes me so proud to be your wife.
But, honey, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the little hidden surprise I found in your suitcase while I was hiding your birthday card. Oh, by the way, when you come back from your trip, I'd like you out of my house by the end of the week.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. I don't know what you found, but I can explain what's going on here, babe. I don't think,
Here's what's going on. You're a liar, and you're a cheater, and you just got busted, you. So have a great trip, and when you get back, you can have a week and then out of my house. But listen, have such a great time in Chicago, okay? Bye.
No, wait. Hello?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.